Good morning, people of God. This is the Regina Perkins Show, and this is your host, Regina Perkins herself. I hope that you are having a blessed day. Hope that God is meeting you where you're at today, and I hope that He is fulfilling all of your dreams and all of your wishes and all of the visions, not wishes, let me change it, all of the visions that He's given you on this day. Oh, it is a blessing to be in the land of the living. And I just pray this morning that God is with you and meeting you, and that today that you are being encouraged in your spirit, and that you're walking in a place of hope and expectation. Many of you know the expectation is the breeding ground for miracles. And when we have a spirit of expectation, when we expect something and we're looking for it and we're anticipating something, that's when it comes. The scripture says, so a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so many times, sometimes we get so discouraged and we get so caught up in this, in the things of this world. And we get so caught up on what we can see with our natural eyes and what we can see on the left and on the right of us. We get so caught up on what we can only touch and what's tangible that we forget about that we are a spirit being, and the life that we now live, that we live by the faith of the Son of God who lives on the inside of us. It's through the spirit that lives on the inside of us that we can express the spiritual realities that God has given His spirit in us, that we no longer live through our emotions and we no longer live through the soulish realm of our mind, our will, and our emotions. But we live in the spirit. And when we live in the spirit, the scripture says that we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Oh, my God. This is what I wanted to talk to you about today, but I didn't want to jump in that quick. But since we're here, let's go in. I just want to talk to you about some things today that God had placed upon my heart. Thank you all for joining me. I thank you all for supporting my show and listening in to the Regina Perkins Show. I pray God that just blesses you in your beyond your wildest dreams. I just wanted to encourage your heart today. And something that just kind of went that I kind of experienced on yesterday. And, you know, as I was talking about, you know, that we focus on the natural things of this world, and sometimes our focus can be so caught up. Y'all, I know you guys know what I'm talking about. You can be so caught up with the things that are not going right, the bills not paid, and it seems like everything seems to be going haywire on your job, and I go to my car and I crank my car up and it don't want to start. I see the engine light on, so I don't even know what's wrong with it. It started, but my engine light comes on, so there's that worry that something is going wrong under the hood of my car, and I don't know what it is, but I don't have the finances to really deal with that right now. So I'm driving a car in fear, and I go to work, and everything's going crazy there, and people are being laid off on the job, and then there's that concern there, and then I got student loans, and I got my kids' tuition, and not only did I got my kids' tuition, but I got my own student loan that I'm still trying to get off of me when I was in college. Come on now, y'all. Y'all know all of the things that we face, just the things that happen in life. There, nobody has a perfect life, and if you do, then praise God for you. But there, we all have things that we go through, and because it's called life, you understand what I'm saying? Sicknesses and diseases and infirmities and things that we face as men, as women, and living in a natural fallen world, there are things that you just will encounter, and things that you will not ever be exempt from. The scripture says that Jesus said, in this world, you will have tribulation. Now, He's telling you right there, but He said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. You see what I'm saying? So when we go through these things on a daily basis, and God's aware of these things, He knows what we're facing. Hallelujah. He knows that. And we can get so bogged down and enamored in the trials and the struggles and the tribulation. See, I know what God has called me to do. And sometimes I'm like, God, why do you always give me these messages about the struggle and about the hard times. And I'm like, God, give me something else. And but I know who I am, and I know my calling and my ministry of deliverance is one that summons you out of places that are dark. It is a place where it is a place of authority that he's given me to call you out of those places, because I've been and walked in those places myself. You understand? I can call you out and tell you to come out of those black, dark places. But I want to tell you about an encounter and an experience that I had on yesterday, because even myself, I don't care how much I preach to you. I don't care how much I summons you out of a dark place. Even myself have to go to a dark place. See, because unless I go to the dark place, I can't tell you about the dark place. Unless my bills ain't paid, I can't tell you what it feel like for this and that to not happen in your favor. Unless I go through, I don't have a spirit of compassion. I don't have a certification to tell you nothing, because I ain't walk where you walk. You understand? So yesterday, y'all, this fresh stuff. Yes, yesterday, I was going back and forth with God about some health issues and some things that have been taunting, and some things that have just been out of whack in my life. And I began to get a little down and disturbed and discouraged. Can I just say depressed about it? Hallelujah. And I said, the thing just wouldn't lift. I'm like, my God, Lord, you know, I'm praying and I'm just discouraged right now, because I don't understand what you're doing right now. I don't get it. I don't get why you ain't moving for me, and the miracles ain't happening, and why I got to go through this, and why that didn't work for me, and why it looks like everything else is working out for everybody else, but why it looks like my stuff is not coming together. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, some of y'all can relate. Some of y'all gonna act like you don't know what I'm talking about, but some of y'all know exactly what I'm talking about. I wish I could see your face right now, but I can't. Oh my God. But you know what I'm talking about, when everything is crazy and you have to go to God, and I love my Father. Oh my God. But it's sometimes I'm like, Lord, I don't know what you're doing. And so as I was going through these things, I said, my God, I got in a still and quiet place, and I began to talk to the Lord. Matter of fact, I was in the shower. Don't y'all judge me. You know, you can have the best of prayers when you're in the shower. And so while I was there, I began to talk to the Lord, and I was like, my God, my God. And so I turned on my music before, and I turned my phone on, and I said, let me pray my little instrumental prayer music, and that'll be sufficient. But God led me to go another way, and I began to play a song talking about the fire of the Lord. And I remember listening to a teaching once before about Katie Susan. She talked about that spirit of Python and how it wraps itself around you, and how it tries to suffocate and constrict the life out of you. Come on now. And she began to talk about that spirit, and how if we want to defeat that spirit, and she was talking about the time that she would sometimes put a song on that talks about the fire of the Lord, because we need God to burn up some of this stuff. And I'm not going to go in depth with that right now, because I don't want to misquote her. But I put a song on, and some of you probably listened to Set a Fire Down in My Soul. And that song just began to play. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't explain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. Y'all know the song. I ain't going to sing it for you. But the song began to play, and I just kept hearing that. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't explain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. That song, that same line. Set a fire down in my soul that I can't explain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. And I begin to go up into the realm of the spirit. That goes Rabbi Shah. And as I begin to go into the realm of the spirit, those things, those things that have been plaguing me begin to fall off. Not saying that all those things went away. See, everything was still the same. y'all gotta tune in. Y'all gotta stay with me. Everything was still the same in the natural. Had nothing changed. Stuff was still going crazy. Oh, by Kishata. But what it changed was not so much as my circumstance and my situation, but what it changed was my position. Oh my God, Jesus. My position changed. I was no longer in my flesh, but I changed locations. I switched kingdoms from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And when I switched kingdoms and came into the kingdom of light, and I began to go up into the realm of the spirit, and I got out of my flesh. I got out of what I could see with my natural eyes. I got out of what I could feel and tangible and touch and see. I got out of all that, and I got into the realm of the spirit. That I began to feel those things begin to melt away. The depression, the anxiety, the worry. And whereas I couldn't hear the voice of the Lord, all of a sudden I heard him so plain and so clear. And God said, see, this is what I'm talking about. He said, see, y'all blame me for a whole lot of stuff. He said, but you got to get in my face. You can't talk to me in the outer court, but you got to get in the holies of holies. I ain't fixing to deal with you in your flesh. I'm not about to deal with you long as you in the outer court. I'm not going to deal with you long as you in that place. I'm going to have to come on and do that tabernacle teaching. I can't deal with you long as you still standing outside the court in the brazen altar in the outer courts. I can't deal with you long as you still trying to get rid of this and wash away your sins at the golden laver in the tabernacle where they wash their hands. I can't deal with you. When your places of doubt and worry and anxiety and you saying you can't hear God, but God say I can't get through all that muck and that mess. Come on now. But when we begin to tap into what he's given us, when we begin to call on him and we begin to tap into the spirit and we begin to use the scriptures, when we begin to get into that place where he is, we switch kingdoms and we go into the kingdom of light. And when we get into the kingdom of light, then that's when the voice of the Lord begins to speak. Then that's the place where he begins to give you wisdom. That's the place where he begins to give you strength. That's the place where he begins to elevate you from that place where you not believe in God. This is the place where God is trying to get us to. He said, if I could get you in the spirit, then I can give you strategies. I can tell you what it is that I'm doing. I can tell you, hold on, wait just a minute. I got you. You're going to be all right. Because it's something about when we hear the voice of the Lord, when we know that it's going to be okay, when we know that God is on our side, when we just hear him reassured. Oh, God, y'all know what I'm talking about. When we just hear that, it's something that'll give us an extra strength. It'll give us an extra win just to keep going and to keep pressing forward. You see, we got to switch kingdoms. And you can't be concerned about what you see with your natural eyes. Was it Smith Wigglesworth that said, I'm not moved by what I see. Yeah. I'm not moved by what I feel, but I'm only moved by what I believe. See, it's what you believe. It's what you believe in. And I got to ask you this question today. What are you believing? What are you believing? What are you believing? Do you believe that God is a healer? Do you believe that he is Jehovah Rapha, that he is the God that healeth thee? Do you believe that he said that healing is the children's bread? Do you believe that he was bruised for your iniquities? He was wounded for your transgressions, that the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed? Do you believe, oh my God, do you believe that he is that God? Do you believe the word of God? Hallelujah. So when you tap into that, your belief system, the Bible says, submit to God, resist the devil, then he got to flee. I tap into that and I say, Lord, I believe the report of the Lord. I believe your word. I don't see nothing. Oh my God, I don't see it, but I'm going to believe it. So when I believe it, then manifestations shall come. When I believe what your word said, because you said the just shall live by faith. That's what you said. You said, speak to the mountain and tell it to be removed and cast into the sea. And so I believe, and because I believe in the word of the Lord, and because I believe, I shall receive and get manifestations. So if we believe him, come on now, it's a belief problem. It's because we don't believe him and we see all this other stuff, because Instead of believing the word and what God has said, we believe in what the enemy said. We believe in the lies. He said that God ain't gonna give you no money, girl. You didn't pray enough this morning. You know that. God ain't about to help you. You skipped that tithe. You know you did that. God ain't about to bring you out of nothing. Now, I'm not saying it ain't consequences for when you don't do right, because it is, and you're going to pay. So don't blame God for something you didn't, and then you reap the harvest of what seed that you sowed. But what God is not based upon you, it's based upon him. You see? And God said, it is my good pleasure to give you the kingdom. What? You need to write that one down today. And every time the enemy come at you, you need to say, it is my good pleasure. It is the Father's good pleasure to give me his kingdom. Oh my God. And God wants us to rule and to reign and to dominate and to fulfill his will in this earth. And in order to fulfill his will in this earth, God wants to put finances in our hand. He wants to put resources in our hand. He wants to favor us with people who can use their power and their ability and their influence to help us. He wants to connect us with those, hallelujah, God, oh my God, that will elevate us and promote us and encourage us and cause us to move into another place in him. He wants to take us into a place of prosperity and abundance and overflow and more than enough. He wants us to live and eat the good of the land. He said, if you obey and serve me, you will eat the good of the land. God wants us to have all of these things. He wants to give you back the Garden of Eden. He wants to bring that back and put it in your hands. He wants to do that. And Jesus, even though he said, we're going to have tribulation, be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. Jesus is trying. He's teaching us how to use these principles and to war in the realm of the spirit and to believe him so we can receive these things that he wants to give to us. The enemy is going to fight you. That's a fact. That's a fact. And if anybody tell you otherwise, they lying. The enemy going to try to stop you as much as he can. He going to try to deter you. He's going to try to stop things from going your way. And you know when you're getting closer to the thing that God has for you, because all craziness break off. Y'all know that. I ain't telling y'all nothing you don't know. But what we got to do is switch kingdoms. Switch kingdoms. And my word to you today is to switch kingdoms. Change your perception and your perspective and go back to the word of God. Go back to what God said. I know, listen, that some of y'all ain't got a long way from God. You done got so caught up that you done left the word. Go back to that place in God. Go back to that place where you believed. Go back to that first word he told you. Go back to that word that he said to you last time. Go back. God's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. And when you get in that place in the realm of the spirit, God will elevate you and bring you up. And when he bring you up into that place, hallelujah, where the enemy can't touch you. Come on now. There's a place in the realm of the spirit where he can't touch you. And that's the place where we want to be. Seated together with Jesus in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's the place where he wants you, so he can commune with you and fellowship with you. Share with you, talk to you, minister to your heart, that you know how to maneuver this world and this life that you live in, that he can give you the wisdom that you need. And I'm going to drop this nugget on you, because some of us ask for the Lord's wisdom and we ask for God to show us and give us knowledge. But in order for us to get the knowledge and the wisdom that God wants us to have, there is sometimes we look for it in wrong places. We look for the wisdom and the knowledge that God wants to give us. And we think God is just going to drop something on top of our heads. But he's not just going to drop something on top of your head. Sometimes he will send someone your way to speak a word of wisdom to you or to give you the answer that you're looking for. I've got an answer off a TV commercial, an answer off a TV show. Y'all not hear me. Be tuned in tune to when God gets ready to speak to you. He speaks to you in many ways, sometimes in a dream, sometimes in a vision. Sometimes he speaks to you through somebody else. Sometimes he'll speak to you through your own children. but be in tune so you can get the wisdom of God. Don't be so caught up in one way of hearing his voice, but he speaks to us in many ways. And when we grasp that, we can begin to enjoy this Christian walk. We begin to enjoy the adventure that he's taken us on because we can hear him. And we begin to build a relationship and fellowship when we stay in that secret place, in that realm of the Spirit. He said, in the secret place of the Most High, you abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, I could go on and on with this subject. I could go on and on with this. But I'm going to stop it right here. And I pray that God continues to bless you and continues to take you on another level with him. I pray in Jesus' name that right now I speak over your life right now, and I release an anointing upon your life. I pray that God release an anointing, Father, upon those hearers and those who are listening right now. Release an anointing, God, and take them to this secret place with you, God. Show them how to commune and fellowship with you and how to switch kingdoms. And then show them the adventure and the joy of serving you that comes through living that kingdom life, that life of the life. God, we know it's not going to be perfect, Father, but there's a place where in you that we can hide, and that you will fellowship and commune with us and teach us about you and more about the things of the spirit realm and not the things of this world. Father, we just thank you, Father. We glorify you. We thank you for this word. And we give you all the glory and the praise and all of the honor in Jesus' name. I pray that that bless you today. I pray that you have a great day, a blessed day. I pray that God continues to elevate you and promote you and take you to that place in him. Praise God and amen. Hallelujah. Remember to continue to follow me. Regina Perkins Show. Go and like and share this podcast. You can also follow me on Instagram, Regina Perkins. Follow me on Facebook, Regina Perkins, or you can go to the Regina Perkins Show there. I do have a business page there on Facebook. Remember my book, The Prayer Storm. It is now in the printing stage. And now the big question is if I'm going to do color or black and white. I really want to do something a little different. So it's been a long process, way longer than what I anticipated. To all my authors out there, some of you probably can relate if you decided to self-publish. It's quite involved. And so, but I pray right now, even now as I talk about authors, I pray that some of you who are listening to me will take that plunge and begin to write some of your experiences and begin to record them down. And I pray for the spirit of the scribe to fall upon you. God has put that spirit upon me, and I pray that same impartation. I pray for you that God would stir up the gift of the writer within you. And bring that gift up out of you that you can bless the people and the masses. Somebody say, I'm not a good speaker, but you sure are a good writer. And so that's a gift that you can use, the gift of the pen to write for God. If you're not a good speaker, utilize those gifts. See, y'all about to get me in a whole nother subject, but I pray that God blesses your day. Go to my website, theReginaPerkins.com. Go to my YouTube channel, Regina Perkins. I'm there. And go and check out The Prayer Storm. Get your order in. Book should be out very, very soon. It's right at the stage of printing. So just doing some little tweaks here and there. This book took me for a loop and kind of had me out. So I've not even been on my podcast lately. So I pray that thank you all for just sticking with me and hanging with me. I pray that you have a blessed day today. May the angels of the Lord surround you today everywhere that you go, and that you encounter and experience God in a fresh new way. Amen. God bless you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.